because you're my friend.
Not worried about you clowns and peons. I'm somewhere else in Africa. I'm beyond your grasp. A different type of math. A different kind of path. Every day you live, you stuck talking about the past. I knew I wouldn't stay at last. I'm the same.
What up, though? What up, though? What up, though, everybody? It's been a long time coming. Welcome back to the Give Me My Props podcast/family. I am Larry Williams, a.k.a. that last gummy bear in the pack. He is Jan Vine, a.k.a. Gin and Juice.
What up, though?
And this is the Give Me My Props sports band podcast/family, where we talk about all things NFL and NBA now, especially sports betting related, as well as life, love, and other stuff. And it's been a long time since we've been on, Jan, man. How you feel, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Yeah, it seemed like we haven't had a show in like 6 months. That's what it felt like.
It's probably been closer to 6 weeks, and I don't even know if it's been that many on a plate.
No, I think it's been like 2 weeks. Actually, in real time.
Back by popular demand. I've been getting calls and stuff, and you know, some of our good friends, some of our listeners, you know, everybody calling for the show and stuff like that. And have you been getting that same kind of response from the community, from America?
Oh, yeah. Like, where y'all at? Where you been at? Yeah, exactly. So
before they take our show away from us again, shout out to Al, our benefactor. Shout out to Mark down there in Houston, little bro and them. A lot of public relations I could be doing, but I won't. Shout out to Harrio. One of my high school friends who's really heavily involved in the corporate world, had a great talk with him about doing some stuff with the podcast and all that. So I want to shoot him out. Do you want to do any public relations? Do you want to shout out anyone or, you know, say anything?
Shout out to my friends and family. Shout out to all the fans of the show. Noah, it's been a minute. We needed a little break. Football took a lot out of us, but we're back now. And
there's some personal crap going on too. A lot of personal crap going on in my life. You know, Jan's pretty, you know, he's on pretty straight and narrow, but my plane has been a little wobbly. You know, we got some turbulence in my lane. But typically, Jan, you know what I like to say? We start opening up the show talking about other stuff. And do you have anything for us?
You know, my other stuff is always probably sports related. I mean,
I'll take it.
It is basketball season, so I guess this is other stuff, I guess. But the NFL free agency is coming up.
Free agency is coming up. So to kind of piggyback off of that, guess who bought a crib in Texas?
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, well, we talked about it offline, so sorry about that. the great Derrick Henry bought a crib in Texas. You kind of talked about them being one of the odds-on favorites. They're not the favorite to grab him. They said that that's Baltimore. But what do you think about Derrick Henry to Dallas?
Hey, I think it's something to that. But I'm pretty sure he knows he only has a couple more years left, so I'm pretty sure he's setting up for where he wants to ultimately be. But that makes sense, though. You know, it could lead to something.
Yeah, I like Derrick Henry out there in Dallas, but Dallas has always had a potent running back. I can't think of a time where they didn't have somebody who was just respected at the very least, just respected at the running back position. And although Derrick Henry is still really, really good, I don't know if I can call him the best anymore, but he would definitely be respected if nothing else. I'm not really sure how many yards he finished with last year. Maybe you could help me out with that one. My guess would be about 1150, 1200.
You're pretty close. He was number two in the league in rushing. I have to actually pull it up to get the actual number.
Wow.
He was number two behind Christian McCaffrey.
He was number two?
Yeah, behind Christian McCaffrey. So we had over 1,000, but it was like a low 1,000. It was like the, like you said, the 1,100, 1,200, something like that. But I probably had a hot second.
He's still pretty damn good. And we got to remember that that monster on Cleveland got injured early. You had a couple of people who should have been able to jump out there and kind of steal a shine, but just didn't show up to the curtain call to do so. So, Mr. Harry, it is. I guess you still get to wear the crown, but not the big crown. That belongs to Derry Sanders now, Mr. McCaffrey. He's pretty damn good. Won the Offensive Player of the Year. It was damn close to winning the MVP, in my most humble opinion. So good for him.
Yeah, definitely. And he did have 1,100 yards last season.
I don't know how appropriate this is to say. So 1,100, that's still solid. But it ain't Mr. 2,000.
But, right. It's definitely not 2,000. I mean, it's low for him. But if people say he washed up and he second in the league on rushing, then he still got some juice.
Yeah, I think he a very valuable asset for Dallas. I saw something crazy. I know you're not huge into boxing, but have you ever heard of the guy Ngoku, the big African guy, and Anthony Joshua, just a bad knockout on Ngoku. Knocked him down 3 times in 2 rounds.
Okay.
Second round KO. It was pretty bad, but I saw something online. That distracted me, and this is so full of distractions if you listen to the show. So don't listen to me, okay? Even though I'm forcing you to. I saw something online, and I want your honest response on this. You're building a basketball team, a professional basketball team. Who do you got, Caitlin Clark or Bronny James? who you drafted first? I saw that.
Give me Caitlin Clark.
And I thought about it. I said, give me Caitlin Clark. She can shoot way better than him. She's a better shooter. And in fact, she's just a better player. I saw her. Now, she's not as explosive. All right, her athleticism isn't there, but every other portion of her game looks a little more developed than his. I'm going to be honest.
Bronny looked like he's on the verge of not even getting drafted. So I'm pretty sure he's going to stay in college. He's not coming out with these stats.
Yeah, no, he won't come out. And they got people protecting him and all that stuff. And
yeah,
he's just a young man. He's a freshman. He hadn't really figured it out. He had the heart issue. And I'm not one of those people where he's got to come out tomorrow.
No,
okay,
no.
I never thought he was the best player on his team. Anyways, I never thought he was. I thought I thought Penny's kid actually played a lot better than he did in their last year together. So, Sierra Kane is still rolling, man. And what's the name's kid is out there killing right now. Pippen's kid.
Oh, he got another one?
Yeah, Pippen's son is out. He's in high school right now. He's playing with Bronny.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. I know he got the one in the NBA. I mean, he's not really in the NBA. He like hanging on for his life in the NBA. He like in the D League, but
yeah, not that one.
Okay, the other one.
No,
okay,
he got a kid. He got a kid right now at Sierra Canyon, and good job. Those boys do a good job out there. A lot of NBA stuff we could jump on, man. The playoff push. Have you been riding anything? What's your NBA best look like, man?
I've been pretty much riding Denver Nuggets first quarter. They're actually like 21-9 at home in the first quarter against the spread. And I kind of been riding that. I've been kind of taking it easy, not making a lot of bets, just pretty much 1 and 2 bets here and there. Nothing crazy, kind of slow rolling it in, waiting for this playoff push because historically, we do pretty well in the playoffs. I know last year Miami kind of got me together, but I didn't got all my money back.
And the belief in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Not only did Miami disbelief in what Miami was doing, but your belief in what Milwaukee was going to do, even though Middleton never came back.
Well, no, Middleton did. It was Giannis. Remember, Giannis got hurt, and then he missed that game. So, that was the year before last, actually. Last year was the Middleton was there. It's just, remember, Giannis got hurt for that game, and then Miami got them together. Y'all remember?
And Miami's solid. Where are they in the standings right now? I bet you Miami is like number 5 or 6, just hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's watching.
Yeah, I mean, and you can sleepwalk the NBA because Miami is number 6. You just kind of just said it. Yeah, they're number 6, but I don't believe in them. Historically, a team like them not going to do it again. They had their run last year, and you know, and I don't think they're going to go back to the finals. So I'm taking Boston or Milwaukee to make it out. I think the East is pretty top heavy. I don't believe in none of these other teams, and be hurt. I don't think they're going to do anything.
It's a shame what happened to MBD too, because everybody kind of put that pressure on him to play and all of that shit, man. And his knee was tore up. He's out there giving folks 70. Didn't he give somebody 70 with a bad knee and shit?
I think he had like 70 or something, 60. He had like 70.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's just a shame, kind of the pressure that we. And we're not the real media and shit. Like, no, we're just two guys talking.
It's a shame
what the national media does to these people in freaking social media. You should be ashamed of yourself, Zach Lowe, Rick Bucher, calling y'all out. What's that, Woj? But keep putting out news, Woj. We need you. No, that's Woj is one of those guys where he says some shit, man, you better listen. Okay, Adrian Wojnarowski, if he says something, you better damn listen. And wasn't that moving into that space too? Brian Windhorst.
Yeah, and not the sidetrack, because I'm about, but you said if you listen to the show, we got distractions, we jump around. R.I.P. Chris Mortensen. I just want to say that real quick.
Oh, my God. Yeah. R.I.P. Chris Mortensen.
Huge
name in the football world.
Yeah, the football world. And I mean,
name in the football world.
Definitely my idol, somebody I looked up to as far as, like, you know, ESPN. But I just had to get that out there. You were talking about
nonsense. I mean, we should have probably opened up the show with some of that stuff. And, you know, we done lost a lot of icons. You know, it seemed like the football boys be going faster than the basketball boy, you know. Yeah. I mean, I could just be imagining that, but it seemed like Bill Russell alive for 900 years.
Right, right. He had a long, long life. Yes.
And then Jerry West, where Jerry West? He's still alive. Where Jerry West?
Yeah, he's still, yep. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, man, Elgin Baylor, all the real old heroes. But the NBA does a good job of celebrating these guys too.
They definitely do. They definitely do a great job of that. Football, not so much, but they're getting better.
They're getting better, and they're doing it with our heroes, which is what I like.
The people from our generation are kind of still out there. So the NFL is doing a little bit better at that.
And thank you for NFL for not making us feel like dirtbags. What did you think about the All-Star stuff? Did we talk about that?
No,
we discussed that.
No. Well, I think we discussed it in, you know,
our own.
Yeah, we didn't have a podcast about the All-Star. I think that's when we kind of was on hiatus.
You're kind of upset with me because I think you said Dame would win the thing again, and I was like, I don't know about that.
Right, and it was like +400 to bet Dame to win a 3-point contest, and I'm mad. Yes, I am mad.
The East won the game, which I think that, come on, man.
No way, man. I have never seen the defense this bad. I think they score like 600 points. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I think when the score, like, what was the score? Was it like 200 to 200?
It definitely was the highest score All-Star game ever. And I think they got to take care of the game a little better. They got to be better guardians of the game. You know, when you see stuff like that, the game was as bad as it gets, man.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
Dunk contest was horrible.
Yeah.
But this thing is like, I think that they should do something to, like, I know it's the NBA All-Star Weekend, but do it have to be NBA people in the dunk contest?
Well, they changed it with the what's my man
with McLung?
McLung. Remember they kind of
he's from the development league, so but still there.
But last year he kind of wasn't, and they kind of added him to the development league. And then,
I thought he was in the development league last year when they added. He's one of my favorite guys out of that whole viral video. I remember him in high school. He's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be more of an impact player, too. I thought he'd be a player in the NBA, but I guess not.
Yeah, he still has a chance. But I think they should have a one-on-one contest, in my opinion. I would love to see that one-on-one. Maybe
I would love to see one-on-one.
Maybe up to, like, a short number. You know, nothing crazy. Maybe, like, a 8 or a 10 or something like that. Maybe.
What did you think about the shooting one-on-one?
With Steph and
the girl. I don't know her name.
I thought that was pretty cool. I was kind of mad that Steph didn't get in a real 3-point, but I thought that was pretty cool that they did that. When I first heard about it, I was like, wow, they letting Caitlin shoot?
No, it's not Caitlin Clark either. It's not even her.
No, it's not her. So when they show who it was, I'm like, wow, okay, I thought it was Caitlin Clark.
She looks like Caitlin Clark, though. Like everything, like the body language, right. The whole thing.
So I think
somebody took a shot at her, too. They said when Caitlin Clark does come into the lead, that girl's going to disappear. But she shoots really well, too. She's a pretty good shooter.
She's currently the best 3-point shooter in the WNBA, so that's why they grabbed her. But I think they was pre-setting this up for Caitlin Clark next year. You know, you kind of get what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
but who will it be versus? Like, I mean, Wardell is like, he's like a sideshow, man. Who's closest to him? Trae Young?
No. I would say Dame.
I don't know that we could say that. Like in real life, yes, Dame, right? But I mean, it's like the parlor trick, if that makes sense. Like Dame is too superstar-y, if that makes sense. Like I don't want to put Dame like Dame is like Steph, if that makes sense. Dame is Dame, Steph is Steph. But who can we say is like Steph? If am I making sense?
You kind of is, but Dame shoot half court 3-pointers in games. So I don't know.
So who's like Dame? Like I would say that. What guard is like Dame? Like young, explosive guard.
He's talking about a new name.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you want to throw Trae Young, that would be the next guy. But
I don't even think they're making players like that. Like you got to be like 6'5" now at least minimum.
Yeah, it's not too many people that can shoot like Steph and Dame. Like that's
and that's under 6'5".
Right. That's because Clay didn't fell off. It's not no 3-point shooters like that in the NBA.
No. That are really notable. You know what I mean? Because these guys are 3-point shooters that can do a lot of other things.
They can do everything.
Yeah, Steph and Dame, except for defend. These guys don't defend.
They don't defend.
And Trae Young, you going on that list too. Y'all have to be getting torched too. You go on the list with the rest of them.
Yeah.
Those shooters, they don't defend well. I'm not really sure why. But Steph, he does a lot of movement in the offense. Okay, so Steph's always running around and scrambling and doing stuff. I had a pretty interesting parlay in there yesterday. Had Zion in there to score 23. I had Paolo, who we're so proud of. Paolo, we're proud of you, man. Like, we said that you were going to be somebody. We said that when we heard you on the list with all the all-time greats, we said you're going to pull Orlando from the dregs of the NBA all the way up into some kind of notoriety. Currently, I think you guys are sitting at like 4 or something like that. Paolo Banchero is the real thing, and I can almost guarantee you, man, he's going to have Orlando somewhere in that top 3 to 5 for a very, very long time, man. A long time, man. He's serious business, man. Anything on that?
I had
Houston to cover last night. And all that happened. Okay. It all happened.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with everything you said. They're currently sitting at number 5. We kind of pre-predicted this. It might be on wax somewhere. If y'all go back into the archives, I don't know.
Yeah, they go back into the archives. It's back there. We talk about Paolo.
We've been on him. And I hate the, pop our collars, you know what I'm saying?
You don't hate that.
But
he always does it behind your back, America. Yeah. You're like, America's so stupid. We tell them everything, and they don't do any of it. He hates you guys.
But we was on Shay, 3 years ago. Shay is old news to me. Everybody's like, this Shay guy is crazy. I was betting on Shay to get 25 a game, two seasons ago.
Shay's been really good for a long time. Yeah. And we're telling you now, America, if you're not watching him, get you some Paolo Banchero. This kid in Orlando is the real freaking deal. Yeah. And he's getting better every year. And I can guarantee in the next, 3 years, he's going to be a top five player.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, in the next 3 to 5 years, he's going to be a top five player. So just everybody get your popcorn ready for this kid. What else is happening? Clay's coming off the bench now. How you feel about that, man? Is Golden State's run over? They're currently and I'm guessing here, they're 10th, right?
Yeah, they're 10th. And they're running. Wow. Their run is over. They had a good, you know what I'm saying? They legendary. They one of the all-time top franchises as far as dynasties. They're up there. You know,
Now, may I ask you this? They are what you said they are, right? One at all time, and their run is over and all that stuff, which I agree with everything. How do you end it if you're in management? If you're upstairs, how do you end that?
I'm more loyal. I know business is business, and sometimes people do what they want to do for business. But I'm more of the Pittsburgh model in football. I'm loyal, so I would let Clay hanging up with E Ready. I wouldn't trade him anything. I want him to retire a Warrior.
What about Mr. Kick in Your Door?
Yeah, he's iffy. But the fact that they haven't moved him with all his issues, and he's really fell off. He's fell farther than Clay, actually. He just can play defense still good, so he's still kind of in there. But the fact that they let him hang around shows me how loyal they are. You know what I'm saying? And
interesting stat on him. This dude got more threes made than Larry Bird.
Wow. That's phenomenal, and that's crazy. Now, Larry Bird, they didn't shoot as many threes as this new era shoots to give Larry Bird a little bail. You know what I'm saying? But this new NBA, they shoot a lot of threes. Everybody shoots a lot of threes.
Larry Joe Bird was a bad man.
Yes.
A very bad man.
Yeah, definitely.
I always tease my dad when Luka goes off on one of his tangents. or Joker. I said, this is how y'all used to feel back in the day when Larry Bird used to get a hold of y'all ass.
Right, right. Nothing you could do about it. And Luka and Joker, I love, they are fresh breath of air for me because LeBron has dominated so long that everybody, he's the most athletic, so he's just better. You don't have to be super athletic to play in basketball. Everybody has a different way of putting the ball in the basket. Tim Duncan did it one way. Kobe did it another way. Shaq did it another way. Jordan did it another way. I like that these dudes ain't jumping over nobody. They not running past nobody. They not doing nothing that athletic but putting that ball in the hoop. That's what they're doing at a high rate.
At a high rate, but they pass so well and they rebound. They do shit and they got the offensive part of the game just on complete lockdown, man.
Right, right. Now,
the offensive part of the game, they got it completely locked down.
Yes, definitely. Now, they do struggle in defense, but defense is more will and more athleticism with defense to a degree, with shot blocking, you got to be some kind of athletic, but
and getting steals too. You got to be quick, man.
Yeah, you got to be quick.
Either move your feet and get on the ball steals or get in the lane and get one.
Hit you, Pat. I don't know if y'all see that. Like, you gotta be quick with the hands.
Yeah. Listen, man, I'm not really sure how much time we got. I feel like we're running up against the clock. I just wanted to get back on here and just say thank you to everybody that's making this show happen. All the people that listen, all the people that are calling for the show, Jan, you, for all the work that you put in behind the scenes. Things have been really challenging lately, but, you know, it takes a team to make this thing work. And so I just want to thank everybody and thank you, Jan.
Oh, I appreciate it. And I thank you as well, because I could not do this without you. And then I don't know if anybody heard the show we actually had without you.
people heard it. it said it's just a taste drier than what they're used to.
Right.
A taste drier. But that's the color in the show, man. You got one guy that's up here random, just spouting out stuff, and you got the other guy trying to keep him on track, on this thing against the rose, spouting out stats. Any stats you want to get at people, or what you got? Just tell them Denver first quarter. Just try to ride that and just stick with it. If it doesn't hit, just stick with it until we can get back to them. Or do you have anything else for them? Any kind of prop bet or anything that you want to give them? I don't really have anything, man. I'm sorry.
That's all I really got. Denver first quarter at home against the spread at home. The
key if you're lucky enough to get to this show, take PJ Washington for over 12.5 points tonight and ride with me. Don't ride with me. I parlayed that with Kobe White, and he already hit his. That's like a plus 285, you know, a little two leg there. So, but thank you, America. We love you. From the Give Me My Props family, well, I take that back. We don't love you. I love you. Jan hates you. You know where his office is, the Eastern Market on a lovely Sunday, Saturday afternoon, and get out and approach him there. But don't you dare say anything to his lovely wife, you freaking animals. And I'm just telling on you, like, what if you had, like, female admirer listeners and stuff, and, like, you got the wife? I'm like, yeah, he married. Don't talk to him. You know, no, I'm joking. Anyways, man, I definitely want to say, when Denver first quarter keep running, give me my props. And Jan, please.
Give me my props.
Hey, we love you, man. We love you, America. Well, I love you. He does not. Peace.
Peace.